I was very fortunate in so much as I was able to commentate on him back in the late 1960s into the 1970s, into up until when he retired in, 1978. But I suppose your part of the world with the TT was something that he didn't really make the mark that I felt that he should have done. Never got a win at the TT. I think a couple of, runners-up places were the best.
Yeah, he had a couple of production 750 finishes in second place and third in the 1970 Junior TT.
Yes, he was equal at home on four strokes and two strokes was Paul, and that was the beauty of him. Whether he was running his 350 Yamaha or whether he was running Dunstall Norton's or whatever it was.
One thing with his TT record, he finished only three races. All three were on the podium. Every other race that he took part in between 1967 and 1974, he didn't finish. That's more to do with the machinery than with Paul's ability.
Well, nothing surprises me when you give me facts like that, Dave. Such a wonderful rider and a great technician.
He was also related to Barry Sheen.
Well, he was. That's what most people remember him for in the early days. He was always known as the brother-in-law of Barry Sheen, or married to Barry's sister Maggie. And it took quite some time, really, I think, for him to get over that and to become recognised within his own right. Not only was he such a fantastic artist on a racing motorcycle, but to me, and I think to so many countless numbers, that he was one of the nicest people that you could ever meet in any sphere of life. And the thing that would stick with me was that dry sense of humour. He invariably, when we were racing with BSB down at Brands Hatch, would come up into the commentary box. It was like two old people, the old people's home, Dave, to be perfectly honest. His hearing was going a little bit like my hearing was going, and we'd be sort of like with the ear trumpets alongside each other. What was that you said, Paul? I don't know, Fred. What was that you said, Fred? But we had a wonderful, wonderful repartee. A great, great man and wonderful memories of the name of Paul Smart. Dave, he is going to be sadly missed by so many people.